I think anyone can make it on social media. But obviously, you see some really bad, you know, bad content creators out there, some really shitty influencers, and you just sometimes you wonder how did they even get famous. But so, like, honestly, I use that as like motivation. Like, if these guys can make it, like, you just gotta be consistent and just keep doing what you do. The thing is that people quit and they give up because they get, you know, get like, I guess, discouraged making content because they don't reach a certain amount of views, a certain amount of likes on the, or a certain amount of followers on their page, in a certain amount of time. It's not a race. You don't have to be the best. You just have to do well for yourself. That's it.
Welcome to the Social Ray Podcast, where we highlight inspiring entrepreneurs and social media influencers who've used social media successfully to build their business and follow their passions. Discover the mindsets, strategies, and advice that will help you take your business to the next level. Now, here's your host, Raymond On.
Hey guys, what's up? In this episode, I talk with my friend Issa Fung, who used to be a Viner and, you know, got to the 1 million followers on Vine Club. And then after the app got closed down, he started moving on to other platforms such as Instagram, YouTube. You might know him for some of his funny Asian skits that he does, commenting and critiquing Asian culture and just some of the mannerisms of Asians. But, you know, this all started from his backstory of having been ridiculed as an Asian American, and having grown up in Canada, he faced a lot of racism growing up, but he used that instead of using it to hurt him and make him sad and depressed. He used it as a way to create humor and to make other people laugh and to not let it affect him, but rather use it for positivity, to, you know, create humorous content, create content that would make people laugh or think about something about Asian culture they might not have been aware of. So, you know, Issa is doing a lot of great things. You could check him out on Instagram at Issa Fung, on YouTube as well. And I have the links in this description below. But, you know, what was really cool is a lot of people don't know the stories of these influencers, how they became successful or how they became influential. But the thing is, we all started from zero. We all started from ground zero. And Essa's main point that I got from this was to never give up, to keep going, and because you never know how far you'll go if you just keep at it. And so I hope that encourages you guys. Feel free to reach out to me or Essa if this interview has helped you. And please leave a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you found this. And feel free to shoot us a DM if you guys want to chat more after. So thanks, guys, for listening. And hope you guys enjoy this interview with Issa. Hey, Issa, thanks for hopping on this interview, and I just want to give a background of who you are to, you know, those listening. And you're a social media influencer, and you grew up in Toronto, is that it?
Actually, I was born in Canada, but born in Edmonton, moved to Montreal, grew up most of my time in Montreal, and then moved to Toronto here about like 3 years ago.
A few years ago, okay, and then since then you've been doing social media, you know, being an influencer, creating content. Yeah, 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, over 100,000 on Instagram, and just I kind of wanted to get to know, like, how did you first start doing social media? How did you get into this whole world of social media, and what was your journey like?
Yeah, so pretty much back in high school, I always wanted to do YouTube and shit, but like, you know, I also wanted to do like Call of Duty gameplays. You know, back in the day when Call of Duty was huge. Commentating over it, but the thing is that I was never had the patience or the time to really recording equipment and learning how to edit back in the day, so I just got lazy. Then when Vine came out a few years later, it was perfect for me. I was like on the phone, simply record something and post it on the app. No, it required 6 seconds. It was the most easy and most like lazy way of recording and filming. Me. So I was able to record content I wanted on Vine, and then one day I took off, and then it's been snowball effect since then.
So you started on Vine, like a lot of these Instagrammers? Okay.
Yeah, so Vine was like the essential, like pretty much the starting app for a lot of, like, you know, unknown people. Some of the big Viners I know, big people I know now, like, you know, like Lele Pons and Rupon, those guys. They all started off just as normal people, and then they got Vine, they got big on the app, and then now they're doing movies and TV shows.
Yeah, so and I know there was a time where kind of those who were big on Vine, like when Vine died, they didn't have any other platform, but the people who moved on to other platforms like Instagram, YouTube, they're the ones who survived. So I'm guessing you did that as well, right?
Yeah, my problem is that I didn't, like when Vine died, I didn't really know what to do at the moment because I was focusing a lot on like, you know, stereotypical Asian content because I just play along with jokes that like in Canada, you know, obviously I was bullied for being Asian. Everyone went through a little tough times there. So I played a lot of jokes like people use against me and kind of embraced them. And I heard those jokes after a while. So when Vine died, I kind of shifted over a different kind of comedy, like, you know, try to be more relatable, try to like, you know, the Asian community more and try to just do like, you know, just non-racial content a bit. So I tried to figure out what to do for a little while. So I didn't really do YouTube for a little bit.
So what year did you first start? Like how old were you?
I think I was 21.
21, okay.
Yeah, and 26 now.
26, okay, so 5 years. Oh, I'm 26 as well.
Yeah.
So you kind of, I mean, you use what were kind of like attacking you as ways to kind of make it humorous and to your advantage in a way, right?
Yeah, exactly. So like, you know, any jokes, growing up as an Asian American, right, you've probably been some, you know, slight racism.
Yeah, a little bit.
School. Yeah, exactly. You know, like driving jokes, like math jokes, stuff like that. I just pretty much use those kind of jokes. The biggest vines were back in the day were like, you know, pretending to like cat. I just like, I did it for fun as a joke, you know, but then I got tired of it. So I tried to shift over to a different kind of comedy.
Yeah, and so kind of like, what do you think made you blow up? Because there's a lot of people who put themselves out there and obviously some of them are too shy to put themselves out there, but what do you think allowed you to blow up and like continue to be an influencer?
I feel like a lot has to do with just being confident in what you're making, and some luck has to do with it too. I posted my for me. I got lucky because Vine was such a new app. People was looking for content, and I posted a very simple parents' attention Vine. Pretty much telling my mom I'm famous on Vine. And I told her I failed my math test, and then she almost slapped me. So that was the video. It blew up, and then read it for 3 days all over Facebook. I went from 3,000 followers to over like 1,000 overnight.
Okay.
Yeah. So then from there, I just kept blowing up. I just kept going and going, and then eventually I made people just liked it. So I just kept sticking with that kind of comedy.
Okay. And obviously you have to like keep coming up with content, which I'm sure isn't like easy, right? You have to kind of be a director, right? To keep playing.
Yeah, you got to make your own videos, edit, direct, produce, everything. So,
okay. And do you like that lifestyle? I mean, obviously you have freedom to do what you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
Always be creating content, right?
Yeah, exactly. I have the freedom to do everything myself. That's the best part about doing social media. You know, you're not tied to a network. You're not following any restrictions or like following any rules. You just do whatever you want.
And the money that you're making is just through ads? Or sponsorships, right?
Yeah, especially with during the Vine days, it was Vine never actually paid the influencers like YouTube does. Any of the videos. That's why the app actually died down, because they never paid anybody. They never gave back to the community. So the app never really cared about. Just that's the problem. And then King Bash and them decided to like, you know, make a deal with Vine and said like, hey, let's if you guys can pay us, we'll continue making videos on the app to keep your app alive, and then no, it's okay, we don't need you guys. So the way we made money back then was through sponsored ads, obviously, but through third party companies. So if I get content by Disney, I worked with Target, HP, like Cineplex, and like some big Canadian companies too.
So for you, when did you start to realize that doing social media can be more than just a side hobby, and you started seriously?
So as a kid, like I always watched YouTubers, and I kind of knew already that people on social media were making lots of money, because I used to watch YouTubers such as like Peter Chow and like PewDiePie, and I knew these guys were already making a living off social media. So when I did Vine, I had a feeling that one day I would be able to make a living off it. I just didn't realize how soon. But I pretty much got my first paycheck, like I think maybe a couple months in, I got my first sponsored post. I did like a little deal for $100. And I was like, this is sick. And then since then, like after I started blowing up on Vine, I started getting people reaching out to me and asking me to promote their products, promote their company, promote their app. So that's when I started making some decent money, getting opportunities to fly to events in like LA, to go like VidCon, to go to these like small Vine meetups, meet other Viners. And that's when I knew like right away, like maybe a year in, I was pretty confident in making some money on Vine. So it's pretty quick. But yeah, normally like it's like Vine was a different case though. I feel like Vine was like everything, people blew up much faster on Vine and started making a lot more moves, like bigger moves on Vine than people on YouTube did.
Yeah, bigger moves. Okay.
Because I know people on YouTube have been like, you know, working so hard for many years, like 4 or 5 years, and they can barely hit a million subscribers.
Wow.
You know, but meanwhile, people on Vine could be hitting a million within like 6 months, even sometimes a couple months.
Wow. Just viral it goes, right?
Yeah, because it's a lot more shareable. People have less like a short attention span, right? So people are more bound to share content here and there, like over Facebook, over social media, and Twitter especially.
Mm-hmm.
But no one's going to share like a 5-minute video on YouTube. It's on Twitter and Facebook, and no one's really going to watch it besides being on YouTube.
Yeah. You know, and obviously back then it was a lot easier to be an influencer, you know, because of how new everything was, like the platforms. But nowadays, mm-hmm. if someone wants to be an influencer, it's like, it's very difficult, you know, like they can't just, there's so much competition now. So like, what are your thoughts on that? And
I don't think it's more difficult. I think the thing that people, that's like a reason people use to like not try. It's like the thing is that's hard. Like I know guys like, you know, Sexy Jeffo and like Box Boy,
mm-hmm.
you know, those guys. So those two guys just started Instagram literally not even a year ago. And not, look at them now, they're 2 million followers on Instagram. They just found mm-hmm. a way to, they found a different kind of, you know, comedy style that people would share and tag their friends in. It's stupid, it's funny, and that's how it works for them. You just gotta find a new method or do something that's already doing well and make it better.
And I mean, obviously there's like trends, right? What's the current trend going on right now?
Current trends, honestly, I haven't really been following trends. I've just been making more original content for myself. But I know a lot of people do like dance challenges and like those like Fortnite dances were like really trending for a few months. So whatever meme also you see right now, so it's trending on like Instagram, just people usually remake that into a video, so that works too.
Memes into videos.
Yeah.
Okay. And I guess what for you is your goal as like a social media influencer? Like, do you have goals in mind or a vision of like, this is where I want to be, this is what I want to do?
Yeah, so my whole reason I started Vine was because I used to be in a band. I wanted to promote my music through Vine when I got big enough. Unfortunately, that didn't work out, so I just stuck to doing comedy on Vine instead. But my main goal still is to become, I'm producing music now, so I want to be a DJ performing, maybe tour the world and do some acting too on the side. I would love to be in movies and TV shows too. That'd be really cool. Yeah.
And obviously now they look at like your Instagram following and then they use that to be like, oh, I think you're, they use that to gauge like, oh, if we should hire you or you should work with us or not, right?
I mean, yeah, your social media platform is a really good resume. But obviously you still need the right skills, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can't just be an actor because you have a million followers on Instagram. It's not going to work out if you don't know how to act, right? So,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people use their following to segue into something else like acting or music.
Well, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, obviously you have a platform, right? The hardest part about starting a new platform, a new business, is getting clients, right? Getting an audience.
Mm-hmm.
If you already have a foundation and a platform to use, then you can obviously branch out to other things. Obviously, not everybody on your current account is going to follow you, but at least you could get maybe even 10% of your followers conversion rate. That's perfect.
And monetizing your followers too, right? That's like a whole other story, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's just maintaining that really close relationship with your followers, your fans.
So how do you do that with your fans? Like,
you got to interact with them. You got to, you know, you want to be. They want to know you. They want to get to know you. They want to be kind of a part of your life in a way as much as possible without actually being in your life.
Like friends in a way, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, for example, you think of your favorite celebrity or whatever. I don't know if you have a favorite YouTuber or celebrity that you follow. Like, if you had the chance to talk to them, even if they acknowledge you, like, you'll be much happier.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, just to know that they acknowledge you.
Yeah, exactly.
Then what were, like, for you, I guess, what were some of the challenges and some of the joys of being, like, social media influencers? You know, some, like, what is it like, you know, being an influencer? Like, some of the challenges that, like, people might not always say, or maybe some of the things that you really enjoy about it.
I love the fact that it's a roller coaster ride in social media. It's not like any normal job, obviously. So you're never going to make consistent income. 1 month you could be doing super well. 1 month you could be doing pretty bad. And, you know, sometimes you go through a writer's block. You don't know what to do for videos. That's the best part about it, is that it always keeps you, like, you know, on your feet. It makes you, you have to really have to, like, think. It seems like easy work. Yeah, you're not doing any manual labor. You're not going to wake you up every day from 9 to 5 working a normal job, but you still have to, you know, think of ideas, think of what to do next, how to, like, maintain what you're doing, you know, how to stay consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hardest part about it. The best part is that once you're there, like, you already have supporters, you have people who can help you. You have people who always be there for you.
Mm. Yeah. Loyal fans, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I guess, are there some ways that, like, people, so that, well, yeah, that's some of the challenges, but you said some of the joys were that you didn't have to wake up at a certain time and just have freedom of your life.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, obviously I used to work at a part-time job too. I had like Toys R Us, and yeah, obviously, like, I don't want to work there. I don't want to be someone's bitch. I will be my own boss. Right. So
yeah. So that, and like, do you have any suggestions or tips on how people can get on social media nowadays, especially, you know, if they're not, I don't know, yeah, if they're like a regular person, how can they grow, and which platform's the best to use?
The best suggestion is to use every platform. Don't ever ignore any platform, especially the ones that are popping off right now, like TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Just do your best, man. That's it. Like, the most cliche thing to say, just do your best. And just, I think the problem is that I think anyone can make it on social media. Like, obviously, you see some really bad, you know, bad content creators out there, some really shitty influencers. And you just sometimes you wonder, how did they even get famous? But so, like, honestly, I use that as, like, motivation. Like, if these guys can make it, like, you just got to be consistent and just keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that people quit and they give up because they get, you know, get, like, I guess, discouraged making content because they don't reach a certain amount of views, a certain amount of likes on the, or a certain amount of followers on their page in a certain amount of time. It's not a race. You don't have to be the best. You just have to do well for yourself. That's it.
Mm. And yeah, I think that's key, consistency. That's something that everybody struggles with too. But
yeah, I think the main thing too, like, on social media, is that you really need to have tough skin. Because you're gonna get shit on by a lot of people, haters for fun, like, even people that don't even mean to hate on you, just gonna be saying some really nasty stuff to you.
Yeah.
And you just gotta look over it, like, that's it, get over it, and or take it as a joke.
Yeah.
You can never let it get to you. That's it. If you let it get to you, then that's when people stop posting and stop creating content.
That's true.
Yeah.
Has there been a time when you felt like almost stopping?
No, not really. No, I always wanted to do stuff. I just had to take a little break. Sometimes you have to take a break just to, like, step back and, like, rebrand yourself a bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think I was also going to ask, like, what, so for you, like, you don't let what people say affect you. You just keep on going, right? Like,
yep.
What is your reason why for you that keeps you going?
It's the fact that I can, you know, entertain millions of people, and the fact that people enjoy my content that I just, you know, think of on the spot, or, like, that I put my hard work into, and it's really fun to see people enjoy my content.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have, you know, 30K on YouTube, 100K on Instagram. Why is there a difference in that, and which platforms do you think are better or easier to grow or whatnot?
YouTube is a lot harder to grow because, again, it's not a very share-friendly website.
Mm-hmm.
like, you know, Facebook and Instagram, you can send your videos via DM, share it to Twitter, repost it on Twitter too. YouTube is like, I just feel like also YouTube is because like you have to watch, it's a whole different platform. People have to watch longer videos and shorter attention spans. And they're more likely not to click the subscribe button as opposed to following you on Instagram. There's lots of ways, like there's all like a lot of like cheating ways to like get followers on Instagram too. Not hacking, but like just like different little methods you can use, like putting your account on private so people are forced to follow you or stuff like that.
More like following big accounts and they're...
Yeah, exactly. And then, yeah. If you do that on YouTube, it's just a little click, click, click everywhere. It's just a lot more difficult to do it.
Okay. On YouTube. Yeah. I mean, what did your parents think? Because obviously, you know, you come from what is your ethnicity?
I'm Chinese. Cantonese.
So the Cantonese Chinese family, like obviously they wouldn't obviously approve, especially in the beginning when you.
Yeah. So it's a funny story. Actually, my mom is Cantonese, but my stepdad's Italian. So my mom was very traditional. She obviously wanted me to go to school. I wanted me to be a dentist when I was younger. And I always aspired to be one too when I was a kid. I said, yeah, I'm going to be a dentist when I grow up, some of that. And then as I went through high school, I just realized how much I hated school. And then I just never focused. I got into college. I just tried many different programs. I tried computer science. I tried graphic designing. I tried business, like accounting, stuff like that. I just didn't like anything. And I graduated, but the thing is that like I got accepted to university too, for film studies, but like at that time I was already doing well on Vine, so I decided not to go to university and travel instead and focus my career. And obviously my mom was not supportive at first, but once she started seeing me, you know, being like making some money and started seeing that I could support myself, then she started, you know, understanding social media a little bit better.
Yeah.
But even from like sometimes even from like even now, like if it's like a slow month or whatever, she'll be like, oh, why don't you just get a like a part time job or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then obviously, yeah, you're not gonna do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll do work at Starbucks for a little bit and then make a couple of dollars more when I could be focusing on creating content or a business here.
So what does it look like, I guess, as an social media influencer? What does your day look like? A typical day?
You wake up at the time that you want, make some, you know, try to have a lot of editing to do. So I've been editing a lot lately, so editing a lot of videos, and then try to get together with my friends and make some more videos together.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of brainstorming, a lot of writing to do. That's like the main thing.
Okay.
Yeah. This is always going to make sure you want to top your next video, right? You want to be better than the last one.
You know, since no one is, well, you didn't go to school for this, right? Like being an influencer and stuff.
No, there's no classes that teach you this, man. This is all like self-education here, self-taught.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, I think a lot of people are scared because they're afraid of the unknown. They're afraid of like taking a leap into something they don't know. And so what would be something you want to tell them? Because obviously a lot of people want to try it, but they don't want to, like, you know, try something and like see it fail, or they're
well. That's the problem, right? If you're too scared right off the bat to even take a risk and try this on the side, then I'm sorry to say, like, it's not for you. You have to learn how to take that risk and just do it. Man. You see people who are successful who never went to school, like really, or went to school but then dropped out and stuff like that. You can also go to school too. You can still do it on the side, but you still have to try. If you're not going to try it, then you're not going to get it.
Yeah, true.
No way. No one's going to give you any pity. Like, oh, sorry, sweetie, let's try again. No, you got to just do it yourself.
That's true. And then try to make it on your own.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm sure you have, like, your own network of friends who you do videos with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. Especially in Toronto, because there's a lot of influencers there, right?
Yeah, Toronto, actually not so much. That's the reason why I go to LA more often. It's because I have more friends over there to make videos with. A lot more, like, my old Vine friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You guys all stay in touch.
Mm-hmm. Try our best. We try our best to stay in touch. Everyone's doing their own thing now, so.
Yeah, very busy. So, and they all have their own clicks, I'm sure, or not.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, I guess... this interview will be mostly for those who will want to be an influencer, who have questions about it. Like, what are some things that like you've been asked before that you feel like people want to learn from you as an influencer? Like,
pretty much a lot of things that you asked me is what they asked me too. Is like, how did you start? What did you do? Like, how did you deal with your parents? You know, were they supportive? Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I always tell them the same thing, man. You just got to do it. If you can't even handle a little pressure like that, then you're not going to survive in social media world at all.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lot more, it's a lot more cruel here once you get big and people are just going to start try to bring you down all the time.
What? And they do that just because they...
People are jealous. People sometimes want to do it because they want to get your attention.
Yeah.
You know? Like when I was, I'll be honest here, when I was like younger too, when I was, to watch like YouTubers, I will comment sometimes just to get their attention.
Yeah.
And they reply, and then I don't actually mean it. I was like, oh shit, it actually worked.
Yeah.
Just
see the attention.
Yeah, exactly. It works. Because when you scroll through 1,000 comments and you see one really nasty comment, that will catch your attention, right? So.
That's true. That's
yeah. And then you're more inclined to reply to them and say something back or troll them. So.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I do. When I see my hate comments on Instagram, I'm more inclined to like, reply to that person and just shit on them. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun doing that.
Yeah.
But I reply to everybody though, so I try to read all my messages all the time.
Yeah. Increase engagement. Yeah. And then I'm sure your fans feel closely that way because you're like responding right
to you. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, do you have like, I mean, what's your plan right now as an influencer? Just to like keep growing, just to, you know, so you could do music?
Yeah, so I'm still making content, but it's not like my main focus. I'm trying to do music now and try to promote that when I start releasing that officially.
Okay. When do you think that will be officially?
I'll try to do it this year, so hopefully in the next couple months.
Next couple months, okay.
We have some tracks already, so ready to launch it soon.
Nice. And has there been any, I mean, have you ever thought you would ever be an influencer? I know you kind of shared that's what you wanted when you first saw binders and stuff, right? But
yeah, definitely. That's exactly what I wanted to do since high school. I wanted to be a YouTuber. So when Vine came out, I just gave it the perfect reason to do it.
Nice. You stuck through it. Like you didn't give up on it.
Nope, so. Never did. I still make content even now. So.
Dang, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. Like your typical day isn't like going to 9 to 5. It's kind of coming up with content, editing, and just putting out like entertaining videos.
Exactly. Like,
pretty much.
It's fun. It's really fun, actually. So I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you're still really young.
Fly around. Yep.
Yeah. At 26, like you still have a lot of years to go as well, you know? So, yeah, so what would be, I guess, is there any pieces of advice or wisdom that kind of helped you through your journey as an influencer?
Funny, as long as you find something funny or you find that you did a good job in, there's bound to be one person out there who finds your work just as good.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be millions. It could be even one person. If you enjoy your craft, enjoy your art, then that's what matters.
Mm. I think that's really important what you said, because I feel a lot of people, they think about what other people think instead of thinking about what matters to me.
Exactly.
So, and the part you said about confidence, like it's easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's, I mean, I don't know, maybe you're naturally just good in front of the camera. You like attention, you know, but there's people who want to do that, you know, but they don't have the confidence or they're too shy or, which obviously maybe you could say that's an excuse or story, but,
yeah, obviously, yeah, it could be something that you can work on, but like at the same time, if you're just a shy person in general, then like there's nothing really you can do to like I don't know, like if you want to be an influencer, then maybe you try to find different ways to be an influencer. You could be behind the camera, you can do stuff. Like there's lots of YouTubers out there who don't show their face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can just talk behind the camera and just commentate on stuff.
Mm-hmm. As a commentator.
So there's different ways. There's always different ways to work around it. If you're a shy person, if you don't want to be shown on camera, if you want to be incognito, then wear a mask, do something like that, you know, anything.
Mm.
Or work on yourself and try to figure out a way to be more confident in front of the camera.
Mm. And I think really important thing is you got to find like your niche. You know, I know you kind of found your niche and you rebranded, you said. Mm-hmm. How did you go about finding like your niche and like what you're good at and kind of what you can offer to people?
Yeah, well, so I've obviously, when I first started, I experimented on different things that I just found funny. I did, like, you know, public pranks, you know, fucked around with people in, like, shopping centers, then started doing some Asian jokes, and then that's what really took off for me. So I found my niche, and then I kept sticking to it. Mm-hmm. So just making Asian relatable content, and then now I'm doing more, like, Asian, like, content that's, like, you know, just relatable to, that's more relatable to the community. For example, like, how our parents use, like, the dishwasher as a drying rack or stuff like that, you know, make fun of that kind of stuff. Yeah. I'm not trying to degrade or try to bring down the whole race anymore now, so.
Yeah. That's good. No, I mean, like, I feel like Asians have been represented more in media, too. Like,
yeah, especially now in 2018, there's, like, I just realized there's so many more Asian pages, the meme pages, like, all these guys, like, Cancel Mando, like, Kevin Lee, for example, shout out to them. These guys are just blowing up right now on Instagram. Mm. And they're just killing it. Yeah. And also, especially now in Hollywood, they're finally accepting Asians in the media as protagonists and lead roles, so which is like, cool.
Like Crazy Rich Asians was the first like all Asian.
Yeah, in like 25 years, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also like then after that, what Searching came out, then like To All the Boys I've Loved, like with Asian leads, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never saw like you'll never see that in, like ever.
Yeah, and that's good for you if you want to get into acting.
Yeah, exactly. This is perfect time right now.
What would you say to those who feel lost? You know, obviously, a lot of us have dreams. Like a lot of us have ideas of what we want to do. You know, maybe some of us want to be like a fire. You know, like in elementary, they always ask you, what's your dream? Like Johnny or Bobby, like when you're a kid. And some are like, yeah, I want to be a firefighter. I want to. In first grade, even they ask you that, and it changes over time. But along the way, you could get lost. Along the way, you could kind of not really even know what you want to do anymore. You know, so what would you like? Have you felt that way before, or like, what would you do in those times? You know,
just honestly, you just gotta be when you feel lost. You just gotta take some time for yourself. You can't just. Like from my problem was that when Vine was out too, I was so like addicted to social media. I was on my phone like 24/7. I just never really took a step back. And sometimes like I'll get like writer's block. So I just really like I'll try to travel different locations, try to like, you know, change my routine up and try to figure out something new from what to do, get inspired. I feel like traveling for me was like a big solution to like any kind of like moments I felt lost or like sad. Mm-hmm. So which is really good because a change of environment, meeting new people is cool.
Change of perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
And obviously like what you do today is not going to be what you do maybe 5 years from now, 10 years. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to evolve and change. So and we never know what we're going to be doing right in the future.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it's I'm just going with the flow right now, and that's the best part about it.
Yeah, and it's working for you. You know, you're making money. Like, that's awesome. You know.
Yeah.
Is there anything that like your fans ask you any advice? I know it's mostly like comedy, but do they ever ask you for like help in life or you know, try?
Yeah, if you're not trying, I can't help you. If you start trying, say yeah, I'm maybe making content for years now, and then like I'm not getting anywhere. I'm like, well, if it doesn't work out for you, then you gotta change it up a little bit. You know, ask people. Do some collaborations, ask people who are like at your level to make videos with you, submit your videos to big pages like 9gag. All you need is like one person to share it and then get some eyes on it, and then you're good to go.
Mm-hmm. So that's like a growth strategy.
Exactly, yeah.
Getting reshared and stuff like that.
Yeah, the big reason why people on Vine blew up so fast is because we had a little tight community where we just reshared each other's videos on a daily basis. Yeah. So we posted and we got someone to like re-Vine, which is pretty much the same thing as retweeting back in the day. So they get viewed by multiple millions of people, and that was great.
Yeah.
And people are still doing that now. Like even on Instagram, there's like growth hacks and stuff like that. You post a video, you get people to like and comment on your video to boost the engagement up.
Yeah. Or like do stories where they have like giving away $100 or follow back.
Like exactly. Yeah. You just use methods like that. And then you just repost the story again. Hey, did you guys check out my video from yesterday? Just keep doing it. It's annoying, but like if you want to be successful, you got to do it sometimes.
Yeah, you got to keep up with the trends, algorithms too. Mm-hmm.
just take look at some big Instagrammers, big influencers, and see what they're doing to boost their video views, and then do the same kind of methods.
Yeah,
learn from them. Yeah,
everyone has their own method. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just wanna gonna wrap it up in a bit, but the first one I want to say like, I think you're living an awesome life. Honestly, I think a lot of people would be jealous to have your kind of life where you just wake up on your own time and like make money whenever you want. Man. So yeah, it'd be cool if more people could do that. I'm sure a lot of people do, but like you said, they don't try, so they never even see what can happen. Mm-hmm. And they kind of fail themselves before they try. So
exactly, yeah.
I think the important thing is to keep trying, or just to try at least first. Mm-hmm. And the last question I always ask is like, if you could go back in time to your younger self, like what's a piece of advice you would give? Maybe when you're going through a dark place, maybe when you're being bullied, as a Asian, like what is a piece of advice you would give your younger self, like going back?
Honestly, man, I think at this rate, I'm not even regretting any mistakes I made back in the day. I just, because everything that I made, all the mistakes that I made was a great lesson for me, and I learned from it. And like, I'm finally in a comfortable place and a happy place where I can enjoy my life as is. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I don't really know, honestly. That's a really hard question, because I feel like I did everything pretty okay for myself. In my opinion.
Yeah. The way it was supposed to go.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess then what is something that you did right that you're glad that you did to be where you're at?
Just to keep going. That's it, never giving up.
Okay. Yeah. Never giving up. Okay. Awesome. And where can people follow you or check out your content?
Yeah, check me on Instagram at SFung, and YouTube at, you can just type my name into SFung for everything.
What's up, guys? I hope you enjoyed that interview with Asa and that you got to learn a little more about Asa personally. I know a lot of times people just see the content, the humor, the comedy that they're known for, but they don't get to know an influencer as they are as a person, as a human being. And so I'm glad that you're able to really see a different side of Asa if you haven't known him before. And also, if you guys got something valuable from it, please shoot me a message on Instagram, leave us a review on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you found this. And also let Asa know that you found his story inspiring or encouraging, and just shoot him a DM as well. And if you guys are curious about learning more about Instagram or about pursuing your passion or doing something that you've always loved but didn't know how to, shoot me a message on Instagram at ray.on, and I'll talk to you guys and see how I can support you in that. And just really hope you guys got a lot of value from it. Would love to hear your feedback. So feel free to shoot us a message on Instagram. And thanks, guys, for listening. We'll see you on the next episode.